This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Let's make no mistake about it, the fact that H.R. 38 is headed to the House floor is that's huge. That is huge. I don't think that's ever happened to this degree the way it is going right now with the amount of sponsors and everything out there. When it was being marked up, the anti-gun Democrats on the committee offered a lengthy list of amendments to weaken or gut the bill, all of which were defeated. Why, though, you might ask? Why were they defeated so easily? Well, there's a few things now that the part of being woke is always the part that I find most interesting. The last 30 years have seen a continual expansion of the right to carry concealed handguns for self-defense within the United States, even as the nationwide violent crime rate plummeted during the same period. Every state today now has a legal mechanism whereby its residents may carry concealed handguns, and 42 states and the District of Columbia broadly recognize the right of law-abiding citizens to do so. District of Columbia, more now than before then. So the remaining eight states treat the right to carry for self-defense as a privilege reserved for the elite, the connected, or those who can prove extraordinary circumstances to the licensing officials. This is a minority approach, and how it works in places like New York City, for example, is that movie stars like Robert De Niro and Harvey Keitel can get permits, but a bus driver or waitress who wants to carry in his or her own high-crime neighborhood cannot, no matter how spotless the person's background. It has also led to allegations of corruption where expediters, said to have paid licensing officials thousands of dollars to process permit applications for their clients, including those with histories of domestic violence, without any background checks whatsoever. Needless to say, those states also refuse to recognize permits from other states, or even in some cases, to issue their own permits to otherwise eligible out-of-state residents. Anti-gun members of the committee, most of whom have never met and exercised a federal law authority they didn't love, hypocritically tried to portray H.R. 38 as an attack on states' rights and desperately tried to steer the debate to the differences between state licensing laws. A majority of the committee thankfully saw past the charade and recognized that what was really at stake was not the residents or the safety of these anti-gun states, but whether upstanding Americans get to exercise their fundamental right to carry over the wishes of the politicians who seek to deny it entirely. Indeed, it was quite revealing during the markup, during the lengthy proceeding. They displayed both their ignorance and their refusal to accept that bearing of arms is a constitutional right. Multiple committee members began their attack on the bill by falsely claiming it would prevent police officers from doing their jobs or even from verifying permits, and that the Fraternal Order of Police opposed it. When committee chairman Bob Goodlatte corrected the record to explain the FOP does not in fact oppose the bill, the anti-gun members pivoted to the argument that groups representing the executive and political class of law enforcement still did. But they were clearly stung by the fact that the largest national organization of officers working the streets, the very same officers who most directly impacted by the legislation, had no opposition to it. When it comes to support by law enforcement executives, the anti-gun opponents of the bill were dealt another blow when 24 states' attorney general, the chief law enforcement officers of their prospective states, they signed onto a letter in support of H.R. 38. Representative John Rutherford, who rose through the ranks of the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office from patrolman to captain, also offered an NRA-supported amendment to make clear what was already implicit in the bill's language. Officers may conduct constitutionally permissible investigative stops. That amendment was adopted by a voice vote, but the bill's critics remained undeterred. Then there is Representative James Raskin of Maryland, one of the bill's most vocal and animated opponents. He offered a very novel interpretation of the Supreme Court's Heller decision. He allowed it protects the ownership of handguns for self-defense, but insisted it only applies to rifles and shotguns used for hunting and recreation. Raskin denied, moreover, that the bill would protect any constitutional rights and even wasted the committee's time by offering a childish amendment to change the act's short title to reflect his own view of its effect and purpose. Then Darrell Issa, from a Republican from California, he offered an amendment to include federal judges within the Protection of the Law Enforcement Officers Safety Act, which since 2004 has allowed qualified active and retired law enforcement officers to carry concealed firearms interstate. Anti-gun committee members immediately launched attacks against the amendment, with their arguments devolving into thinly veiled attacks on the character and reliability of the judiciary. Ranking member Jared Nadler elaborated at length on the supposed risks of federal judges. You know, apparently they're drunk, so they beat their wives. They're senile. Representative Zoe Lofgren echoed his concerns, focusing on their potential for instability, domestic violence, and abuse of dating partners. Are federal judges dating today? When ISA offered to clarify that the rule would apply only to judges who were not federally prohibited from receiving a firearm and explained that police officers are already covered by similar provisions, Nadler responded that he doesn't agree with Leosa as it applies to police officers either. A sizable majority of the committee, however, apparently holds the federal judiciary in greater esteem than Nadler and Lofgren and voted to include them in Leosa by a margin of 18-6. Then Sheila Jackson Lee came out there and said, if there's a domestic violence case and there's a gun, 500% chance of there being a homicide. Did she misspeak there? Then she repeated it. If it's a domestic violence situation, you have a gun, it's a 500% chance it'll end in a homicide. With some of these representatives like Sheila Jackson Lee, Maxine Waters, Hank Johnson from Georgia, I look at them and their little gaffes that they have in public, and I ask myself, who votes for you guys? Huh? What this bill seeks to prevent is not humorous as those gaffes are. Decent law-abiding Americans, people like Brian Fletcher and Shanine Allen and Raymond Hughes and Meredith Graves and Ryan Jerome and James Kickless, have been arrested and thrown into jail for innocent mistakes over concealed carry reciprocity. A lot of them in New Jersey, for example. Other travelers who have been victims of violent attacks were rendered defenseless because of the prohibitive anti-gun laws in a small handful of states. H.R. 38. The whole intention of H.R. 38 is to shift the law to the side of those who obey the rules so they, and not just the criminals, can exercise what the U.S. Supreme Court called the right to possess and carry weapons in case of confrontation in any state where their travels may take them. Your right to self-defense should not begin and end based upon a border. Especially not on the contiguous United States. Or in the contiguous United States, rather. And I know they recognize this. Now, whether or not they actually pull it off is going to be another thing altogether. No matter what happens with this going forward, this is very important that we continue to push this. If it actually passes, that'll be great. The only problem I see is if they tie this to this NICS bill that Cornyn has got together. That is something that's out there. At first blush, I was saying, yeah, they need to fix the NICS. And then I look at the way it could be used, and they need to just scrap that and just concentrate on national reciprocity. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I don't watch it. I had to read about this, but recently on an episode of Keeping Up with Kardashians, which I can't even believe I'm actually saying this on my show, Kylie Jenner was talking about getting a gun. And she was talking to Khloe Kardashian, who, while she's sitting there talking to her, then Kim Kardashian came walking up and started talking about what happened to her in France, where Kim Kardashian is very lucky to be with us still today. It is not because of anything she did. She was broken into and overpowered by a group of men in, I believe, Paris. And the only reason she didn't get killed or sexually assaulted or anything is they didn't kill her or sexually assault her. It was because of nothing she did. And she came in there and said that Kylie should not have a gun, that it was a bad idea to have a gun. And I think one of them pointed out to her, well, what about what happened to you in France? And she said, yeah, but there were more than one people there. Now, the Kardashian sisters, Khloe, Courtney, and Kim, have actually received instruction from Rob Pincus on one of their shows. And fighting multiple opponents with a handgun is, it might be a little daunting, but it is certainly doable if you are trained to do so. And I mean, a lot of people are trained to do so. Now, then let's go back in time. In the 1990s and the early 2000s, no celebrity pushed gun control more than comedian and actress Rosie O'Donnell. Like, she had then NRA board member, and I think he still is, Tom Selleck, on her now-defunct daytime talk show. She was active at the time with Handgun Control Incorporated, now the Brady Campaign, and the Million Mom March, and signed a letter calling for the criminalization of private transfers of firearms. She lambasted Tom Selleck on her show for being the NRA. He was just there to, promote his movie or something. She came at him like that. She likes handgun waiting periods. She likes handgun rationing. She likes a ban on commonly owned semi-automatic firearms in their magazines. Despite the severity of those restrictions, so-called Queen of Nice explained that she would go even further during an interview with anti-gun former U.S. Representative Carolyn McCarthy. She remarked, I know it's in the Constitution, but you know what? Enough. I would like to say I think there should be a law, and I know this is extreme, that no one can have a gun in the U.S. If you have a gun, you go to jail. There was even an Associated Press report that O'Donnell asked the cast of the Broadway show, Annie, Get Your Gun, to alter the lyrics to anything you can do to remove the line, I can shoot a partridge with a single cartridge. But during her most active years as a gun control crusader, she employed armed security guards. In 2000, the pro-gun community was quick to point out her hypocrisy when it was reported that a bodyguard O'Donnell employed to protect her son had applied for a concealed carry permit and that the star approved. Her hypocrisy was so galling that in 2001, a gun rights supporter instituted and NRA published the tongue-in-cheek Rosie Awards, which were bestowed upon the most hypocritical enemies of the Second Amendment. Today, O'Donnell is still a vocal gun control supporter and still enjoys the protection that firearms afford. During a November appearance on the Howard Stern Show, O'Donnell shared a personal story about her girlfriend, who is a police officer in Worcestershire, Massachusetts. According to the interview, the girlfriend was staying over one night when the couple was awakened at 3 a.m. by the home's alarm system. O'Donnell bragged that her capable girlfriend sprung from a bed, gun in hand, and went to investigate. O'Donnell told Stern that her partner's armed response was the biggest turn-on I ever had in my life. Back in June, Kim Kardashian West took to her website to post an ignorant screed in support of Bloomberg's Every Town for Gun Safety and in opposition to legislation supported by NRA and the ACLU that protected those with disabilities from being improperly targeted as persons prohibited from possessing guns. Kardashian West is also a member of Every Town's Celebrity Outreach Program, which the group calls its Creative Council. And then there was this clip. Khloe was explaining why they have an interest in gun ownership, and that was spurred by Kendall's concerns for her own safety. Kim interjected, well, that's why you have security for. Continuing to bow to the Evertown line, Kardashian West went on to say that she would not permit her children to sleep over at her sister's house where there are a gun in their home. Now, Having grown up in the lap of luxury as the daughter of a high-profile businessman and attorney, who is also the heir to a meatpacking fortune, Kardashian West has little reason to concern himself with what ordinary Americans have to be worried about. The socialite may be surprised to learn that the vast majority of her countrymen do not retain a phalanx of armed guards. The institutional gun control lobby likes using celebrity influencers in an attempt to shape gun policy, and they don't get very much effect out of it. As members of the same elitist clique, wealthy gun control advocates seem blind to the fact that the deplorable masses see right past that sort of celebrity moralizing to the underlying hypocrisy. The average American's concerns for their own safety and that of their family are no less important than those of the rich and famous, and it should be obvious by now that no volume of celebrity lectures will convince them of anything otherwise. Now, like I said, Kim Kardashian is very lucky to be standing here right now today. It's not because of anything she did. It's not because of anything that she wanted to do. It is primarily because the guys that broke in on her were not there to hurt her. They were not there to harm her. They were not there to kill her. They were there to rob her, so they robbed her. And that's why she's still breathing today. Now, what's wrong with that? Well, the problem with that is that that means that had they thought otherwise, we would be talking about her murder right now. And no matter how vacuous and superficial I find her to be, she is a mother of two children. Right? And children deserve their parents. So when you're putting yourself out there that way and you're not taking proper steps to maintain your own safety, her bodyguards were not there for her in France. Getting out there and saying that's why you have your security. Your security's got to be present, Kim. You should think about that prior to talking too much smack. You know what I'm saying? Don't need to get out there too far and count your lucky stars because it isn't because of anything you did. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. If I can put that right there. There we go. I can see everybody now. Yeah. This has been another banner week for the heroes of our intrepid fake stream legacy media. The motley collection of pompous, obnoxious, incompetent, perverted, at the risk of repeating myself, leftists. In just the last few days, we've seen a major media personality get his network to build him a creepy sex lair in his office and watched as a flat-out lie tanked the stock market. Well, didn't literally tank it, since the Trump boom is still booming, though the media is loath to report that fact since prosperity wrecks the official Trumpocalypse narrative. Next week, when the guy of the leftist media tried to paint as Judge Jailbait beats the guy that leftist media tried to cover for by not reporting how he thinks abortions are cool up until a kid gets his learner's permit, the leftist media will take yet another well-deserved failure lap. The mainstream leftist media is primarily composed of stumblebum leftist jerks who want all the glory and respect due to a cast of objective, moral truth seekers, yet they don't want to do the hard work of actually being objective or moral or seeking the truth. I can't pass, I can't tackle, and practice is really a hassle, but I'm wearing a sports ball jersey, so I want your adulation and a Super Bowl ring, so to speak. And they think that we owe them respect and trust when all they've really earned here is our contempt. First up, you have Matt Lauer, probably the most highly paid journalist who everyone knew was a skeevy weirdo, who would probably have made Woody Allen say, "He gives me the creeps." And everyone did know, except us, the leftist audience, the leftist media's audience. Our media overlords didn't think we needed to know that little bit of information. Some obscure Texas congressman sends texts of his ancient junk to a girlfriend, and after he dumps her, she gets mad and puts them up on the web. That's pretty funny. And that's news. America must know the vital info. But when the flagship anchor of the flagship show on the flagship broadcast network uses his powers to basically build a sex dungeon at 30 Rockefeller Plaza, nope, that's not news. Shh, be quiet. Matt's just being Matt. Move along. Nothing to see here. For gosh sakes, look how much he hates the NRA. Now remember, to the intrepid fake stream, news is only news if it helps the leftist narrative. If it doesn't, it's not news. It's not anything. It's unnews, like the stock market boom, like wiping out the ISIS caliphate, like Mueller's manifest conflicts of interest. It's all unnews. Remembering, half the job of the fake stream media is generating metaphorical tumbleweeds. Then we come to Brian Ross, the ABC News goof whose 100% false claim about candidate Donald Trump cavorting with Russia gave millions of mouth-foaming anti-Trump weirdos like Bette Midler doppelganger Joy Behar a collective Muellergasm at the thought that the Flynn plea might not turn into yet another disappointment. And, of course, it has, and it did. And now there's some unnews for you. They were giddy, and as a real journalist demonstrates, the plea means nothing. They were looking for Mueller to convict Donald J. Manson of mass murder, and all Mueller has managed to do is write one of his girls a ticket for double parking outside Sharon Tate's house. ABC News' reporting was totally wrong, and they left the lie out there knowing it was false for hours. And in the meantime, the thought that Trump might be in trouble trashed the market for a while. Funny how the investors were terrified that Trump might not remain president. Eventually, ABC issued a correction. Correction. When you're real journalists, you issue a correction when you misreport that Lena Dunham ate 15 muffins for second breakfast instead of 12. When you're a real journalist, you issue an apology and fire a bunch of people when one of your meat puppets outright lies. But of course, the fake stream leftist media hacks are not real journalists. They are transcriptionists for their progressive masters when they aren't molesting the interns. Then there's the Roy Moore thing. The people of Alabama are being told by their urban betters that the media's claims about him were scrupulously reported by the Washington Post, as if that conclusory assurance somehow makes its reporting unimpeachable. Gosh, if the people in the Beltway are impressed, then you rural rubes better abandon the West Point graduate you've known as kooky, but upstanding for decades, and elect the socialist. Because you know it has been scrupulously reported. What kind of a nut could possibly think that the fake stream media outfit would lie about a conservative who's about to take a critical Senate seat? That's plain up crazy talk. Sure, if you Fusion GPS, a group of ex-journalists that manufactured and promulgated the fake Trump dossier, had unnamed journalists on its payroll. And, you know, the WAPO and the rest of the fake stream sure aren't curious about who they were. And yes, WikiLeaks revealed journalists working for Democrat campaigns. But it's the super paranoid nutso crazy to think this Moore thing smells fishy. Heck, nobody covers the backcountry of Alabama better than the Washington Post. Certainly not the local Alabama media that's covered Moore for 30 years and never gotten wind of this bombshell, though Moore's, you know, he's been out there, he's been through multiple elections. They never found a whiff of this one. How dare the Hicks not immediately accept at face value everything the leftist media says? Now, when Moore gets elected, he ought to send the leftist media a dozen roses to thank them for his victory. Their coverage of its is an in-kind campaign contribution. No one but Moore and his accuser knows whether Moore cavorted with an underage girl or not, but the voters of Alabama have a perfectly legitimate basis to disbelieve the media's claims. Their sordid track record. Would the leftist media lie to hurt a conservative? Are you kidding? They do that every day. And the difference is now today, conservative voters are awake. So you in the fake stream, you want trust and you want respect. Maybe you shouldn't tweet out instructions to contact senators to defeat the tax bill like the New York Times just did. Maybe you should stop covering for the off-camera leering and grabbing and pinching of the talking heads who excoriate Trump for misogyny. Maybe you should stop hiring journalists who are ex-Obama flunkies. Maybe you shouldn't email offers of assistance to Democrat campaigns. Maybe you should stop lying to us. Then maybe voters might trust you. Maybe people might respect you. And maybe you wouldn't deserve the contempt that we normals have for you. maybe you should understand something about what media is. Media is only as good as the audience. And you have to treat your audience with a modicum of respect. You have to treat your audience and try to bring to them something they don't already know. They don't want to hear you regurgitating talking points. They want to hear you making an opinion if you're in the editorial part of it. And if you're just doing news, you're not supposed to have an opinion. Yes, I know that there's a bit of agenda with everybody, but I'm just telling you the way it's supposed to be. The news is supposed to be like Lady Justice, blind, holding scales. I fully accept that you don't have that balance in your lives. I'm good with that. But what you need to understand is that despite me being good with all of that, what you get out of that is going to be bad for you because nobody believes you. If they believed you, they wouldn't have voted for Hillary. And the fact that you keep doing the same thing over and over again is that somehow if you keep making the same lies over and over again or the new lies or whatever, you know, the same template you use for all of your lies, that somebody's going to start believing you again. That's where you're missing the point, and that's where you're missing the boat. Nobody is going to believe you. Nobody cares about what you say. If Roy Moore was a person that had never been in anything, maybe. But he's been out there for 40 years. Alabama's going to decide that one, not the Washington Post. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tells everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn, behind you another.
I was just watching something, man. Anyway. It is amazing the degree to which seemingly intelligent people hold an unshakable belief of the Trump campaign colluding with Russia to win the election. Not explaining how that worked, by the way. How would Russia have helped Trump win the election, even if he did collude with him? Which, by the way, that's not a crime to talk to people and have, you know, since there was no hacking. There was no hacking of the election. There was hacking of email accounts, but there was no hacking of the election. And it was probably hacked. Podesta's emails were phished. And maybe Podesta should have had a different password for his email account besides password. No voting machines were hacked into. No voting systems were hacked into. So no voting totals were changed. And yet, there's a lot of people that have this unshakable religious belief that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia to win the election. And they're blind to the narrative unraveling all around them, oblivious to the absence of any evidence at all, or even a substantive allegation of a deal between Trump and the Russians, unmoved by every error and the scandal that the media stumbles into trying to push the story. They simply know it's true. They smugly sneer and disdain anyone who points out the holes in the collusion conspiracy. They get out and say it has been proven time and time again this has been hacked, and we have to keep this from ever happening again. The guilty plea by Flynn as a prime exhibit of their unshakable faith in the narrative. He pled guilty to a single count of lying to the FBI. Instantly, the Trump impeachment flash mob is high-fiving and laying bets how soon the trail would lead to Trump and force his exit. Then Brian Ross added to the frenzy when he ruthlessly blurted that Flynn was cooperating with Mueller and would testify during the campaign that candidate Trump had directed him to contact the Russians. And the mob goes wild. The smoking gun is uncovered. Collusion, treason. And then the next day, Ross and ABC had to backpedal in disgrace. The direction to Flynn came after the election, not before. That is, it was about transitional diplomacy on behalf of an incoming administration, not about hacking emails or rigging the vote for a candidate in an upcoming election. The supposed bombshell turns out to be little more than a distracting sparkler. ABC suspended Ross without pay for 4 weeks. He's damn lucky that's all that happened to him, because he really should be fired in disgrace and maybe beat about the head and shoulders with a boat oar. That last little part is mine. The information released by Mueller the next day was clear. Flynn was directed to engage the Russians about improved relations, about considering opposition opposing a UN resolution against Israel, and about cooperating to fight ISIS in the Middle East. Nothing to it. I mean, that's what heads of state do. They discuss with other heads of state what they would like to accomplish internationally. Why Flynn would have lied to FBI investigators about having them is something of a mystery, but he pled to lying about things that were right and proper, not wrong and collusive. They were completely unrelated to the campaign and voting. Now, in a sane world, the details of the Flynn plea would have been seen as a very strong indication that there's nothing at all to see here. There's no collusion conspiracy. We don't live in that world, however. CNN contributor Errol Lewis promptly brayed, "It's time to start talking about impeachment." He presented Flynn's plea as a confirmation of the collusion narrative. If Trump told Flynn to talk to Russians, that is good as proves the election was stolen. Errol Lewis is, of course, a utter fool. He wholly misled CNN's readers about the timing and purpose of the contacts. Other publications piled on in the faux hysteria. Harvard Law professor Cass Sunstein took to USA Today to wonder whether it is Trump impeachment time yet. His piece was actually a mostly platonic discussion of the historical origins and understandings of impeachment, but the headline and lead fanned the frenzy. So too did Newsweek, eagerly asking, will Trump be impeached based upon Michael Flynn's Russia revelations? If you buy those magazines or if you subscribe to them, they have committed malfeasance against you, the reader. And they committed media malpractice by wallowing in a fanciful speculation, not tethered to any substance at all of Flynn's action, talking to Russians about policy after the election. A very disgraceful performance, and it's probably a mixture of the media's lust to take down Trump combined with a commercial calculation about clicks and ratings and what the audience wants to see. Well, not all the audience, just their audience. Most the impeached mob does not want to hear exculpatory information. They want to believe Trump is bleeding and going down. And in the fever swamps of the never-Trump zealots, no fact or information shakes their conviction. Trump and Putin stole the election from Clinton. Trump colluded, committed treason, and needs to be removed. The zealots are actually missing quite a bit of interesting news, though. They've probably forgotten that CNN had to fire three reporters for fabricating a Trump-Russia story. They have probably not heard that Mueller had to fire one of his top aides from the investigation because the aide had exchanged anti-Trump and pro-Clinton texts with another FBI agent. They almost certainly haven't heard that the FBI is stonewalling Congress's attempts to learn more about the aide's involvement in the case, as well as the FBI's role in procuring and distributing the infamous Russian dossier. And the committee chair, Devin Nunes, is threatening to pursue contempt charges. And they also probably missed Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz's insightful explanation why Mueller's charges against Flynn signal a weak case rather than a strong one. And they are a very good indication for Trump. None of the drip, drip, drip of the narrative leaking away soaks any of their sweet dreams of perp walks and impeachment and an orange president in an orange jumpsuit. They should probably pay a little more attention to the news as it is right now today. Simply because if they were to look at it, they would see that they need to move on, that they are wasting their time. And I don't mind if they waste their time. Simply because every time they do that, that just makes things, it's a little more, it's them working misdirection on themselves, which seems to be something they don't quite get, that they're working misdirection on themselves. Trump has got them in such a state. Trump is constantly hitting them with misdirection. That's why he goes to Twitter. I saw that Lindsey Graham said, you need to watch what you tweet. You know what, Lindsey? Just because you come to the president doesn't mean you don't have a First Amendment, brother. You can say what you want. I saw Dianne Fine Frankenstein is out there saying that he has committed obstruction. Here's the thing about that, too. Trump can fire anybody he wants because he's the president. Clinton could fire anybody he wanted. Obama could. Both of the Bushes did. Everybody does. And, Mueller needs to be fired because right now he's completely unrestrained. He's going into places that have nothing to do with Russian collusion. He doesn't need to be looking at what private citizen Trump did before he decided to run for president. He doesn't need to look at Flynn's private dealings. He needs to only look at what his purview is. I wouldn't be upset if he got fired. I see all of these Republican senators out there, Graham among them, going, they'll be here to hell to pay. I was like, okay. Who's going to actually administer the hell, though? I mean, how's that going to go for you, brother? How's that going to push out? The Never Trumpers, the stupid is strong with them. They are completely unabashedly idiotic. They come out all the time and say, well, it's not about what he's doing or anything like that. It's about the way he looks and sounds and what he says. He's just so inappropriate. I think he's completely appropriate for the time that he's president in. We'll be right back. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load. Largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.